This Sunday, December 31st, marks the end of an amazing career for Mark Wolf, who has been Missouri State Fair Director for years. Jason Moore, who has been Facilities Manager, will take over as the new State Fair Director. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you will hear part of Mark Wolf's address to the crowd opening day of the 2023 Missouri State Fair.
If you do the math, it puts me being here 19 years. And over those 19 years, Julie and I have had a tremendous opportunity to create and celebrate a lot of traditions with our family. First with our daughters, Laura and Lisa, and more recently with our son-in-law, Harold, and our grandson, Corbin, who is studying right out here. So don't you agree that it's truly amazing to see the fair from a child's perspective? You know, a lot of adults here, but a lot of you adults came when you were kids. I think that's the awesome thing about the State Fair and the traditions that involve with the State Fair. Having the opportunity to interact with our youth in agriculture, it's great to watch them exhibit. One of my favorite things to do, and it's been a little difficult when you work here, but I love to go sit down in the arenas and watch them show. I've seen some of the cutest little 8-year-old girls all dressed up in the cowboy boots out there showing a goat or a sheep. And it did not matter to that child whether they wanted it. I say it didn't. Maybe it did. But you couldn't tell it in their face. I mean, the crowd's applauding them. The grin is from ear to ear. They are so proud of what they've done and that opportunity to come out here and do that. And that is what this fair is all about. And we are so proud of those folks. But it is always one of my favorite things to get to do. That and that first foot-long corn dog opening day. I haven't got to that yet, but I'm going to get it. And of course, we're talking about fair food. You can't forget that. I'd be lying if I said that wasn't a big deal to me. I probably don't eat as much as I should. My wife's like, you need to come eat a salad. You need to do something like that. You know, 14 days from now, I'll eat a salad. In the meantime, it's whatever's deep fried, you know, whatever I can find. So the nice thing about the State Fair, all kinds of food. You know, it's for corn dog, it's the Gherkin Dairy Center for ice cream. If you've never gotten ice cream at the Dairy Center, you do not know what you're missing. Eating at the Beef House, eating at the Pork Place, Mizzou Central, great place to get ice cream. Fire Station, and RB, is he here? I don't know if he's here or not. Our fire chief over there, insisting that I stick around and eat with the firemen. And you can tell by looking at them, they eat a lot. But there are so many other traditions that I enjoy each year at the fair, and too many to name them all, obviously. The competitive exhibits, the concerts, the motorsports, rodeo, bull riding, grounds entertainment, the flag retreat. If you have not had an opportunity to see that each afternoon, we do it in front of the old historic administration building. We went and found a shady spot like this to do it. Is tremendous. That is an awesome event. It gives us a chance. Each day the fair will honor one of our veterans or currently serving folks. Just a great way to show our respect and thanks to our folks in the military. So if you get a chance to do that, I would encourage you to do that. Governor's Ham Breakfast, one of the greatest events ever created here at the State Fair, but it is a great event, great chance to meet your legislators and have a chance to talk to them face to face. So opportunities like that across the fairgrounds are what makes it special.
Well, Mark, enjoy retirement. Congratulations and thank you on a truly amazing job for years. Welcome, Jason, and good luck. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. What New Year's resolutions should a basketball player never make? To travel more. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.